Welcome to the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM. I'm Jim Samaria.
And I am Mark Plotnick, Jim's co-host. For 1 hour each week, Jim and I will highlight a different theme from the greatest era for rock and roll music, the 1950s through the early 1980s.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which is available on Amazon, as well as the Arcata Theater gift shop. Our book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day, with facts and trivia by the amazing Mark Plotnick.
Would you please tell my wife how amazing I am? She doesn't believe me.
I will tell her.
Okay. Anyway, we are excited to have as our guest today Mr. Ron Onesti, the president and CEO of Onesti Entertainment and the historic Arcata Theater in St. Charles, Illinois.
Hey, Mark, I first met Ron in the late 1980s when my softball team needed new uniforms. I was told that there was a place called Softball City in Chicago that did good work and had good prices. Ron and his brother Rich had a successful business, but I believe Ron had another calling.
Yes, he did. Ron had a love affair with music. He became a concert promoter that led to his opening of the Arcata Theater in 2006. From Gene Simmons of Kiss to comedian Jerry Lewis, the Arcata stage has seen them all.
And as you know well, Mark, Ron has been a huge help for us on our book. I needed more photos of classic rock acts from present day, and I knew the Arcata was getting something like 6 to 8 bands a month, so I gave him a call, I explained what I wanted to do, and he agreed, and he gave me a photo pass to any show I wanted. All I had to do is let the chief photographer, Lou Bilotti, know that I was coming. So thank you, Ron.
Yes.
Oh, my pleasure, buddy.
Okay.
That was Ron, everybody.
Yes. Oh. In addition to the Arcata Theater's recent renovation, Ron is upgrading the Desplaines Theater, where live events will be held soon. And if that wasn't enough, Ron also operates several restaurants, writes a column for the Daily Herald, by the way, which I read every week, and it's outstanding.
Oh, you're the one.
And and is the president of the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame in Chicago. Jim, are you sure there's only one Ron Onesti?
No, there is just one, and okay. he's a dynamo.
All right.
But you're leaving one very important thing about him.
And what's that, Jimmy?
Ron was elected to the 16-inch Softball Hall of Fame, and I am not in there, so I'm very jealous of that.
Let me see your fingers.
Yeah.
You don't have enough crooked fingers to be eligible.
No.
Well, that said, it's time to start the show. Ron, welcome.
No, I'll tell you what, this is very exciting, you know, to be here. It's a great show. A lot of people, especially in the Huntley area, we've got a lot of friends that come visit us at the Arcata, and they talk about your show. So I love, you know, I know I'm home when you open the show with Layla by Eric Clapton. I know I'm home.
Yeah.
Well, glad we could do that for you. So this is what we're going to do today. You're going to be our guest DJ. You're going to pick out the songs.
You mean like Larry Lujic's teenage guest disc jockey bit?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, remember that. Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're our teenage guest disc jockey now.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's exactly how Lujic began the bit. Anyways, Ron has chosen some of his favorite bands and songs, some who have played the Arcata Theater, and he will tell us why these songs and artists are special to him. This will be fun. So, Ron, where do we start?
Well, there's so many. I've been doing this for almost 40 years. Had the Arcata for, we're going on 17 years, and as you mentioned, soon to start with the Desplaines Theater. But over the years, we've had so many legends and icons that came and performed on our stage. And one particular guy got to be very, very close with was Eddie Money. And that guy was just a wonderful individual. So many of these entertainers are great, and some of them, and the other 90% are a little challenging. They've got their quirks, and he didn't. I shouldn't say that. His quirk was being cool. His quirk was being nice. Every time we had something that a guest wanted, an autograph or to meet, just bring her back or bring him back there. We'll do something special. Matter of fact, one particular thing, I had this pilot that I was doing because, you know, I love to cook, and where people say I like to cook. I don't know. They like my meatballs, right, Jimmy?
Sure.
I had a thing called the backstage kitchen where we set up the whole backstage like a kitchen, and I would do a recipe from one of the entertainers and when their favorite situations, when their favorite foods. And Eddie Money's wife is a vegetarian. We decided to make vegetarian lasagna backstage. He helped me, did a lot of jokes. The twist on this was it was just before, like 15 minutes before his show, and we had cameras backstage and a big video wall on the stage. So the theater was full, and all 900 people got to watch us make this lasagna backstage. And he was going back and forth, and he tasted it. He loved it. And It was such a great time. And then we said, all right, let's on with the show. And he walked right on stage and started with Two Tickets to Paradise. And that is the song we're going to start our show with tonight, Two Tickets to Paradise by Eddie Money.
Well, one of the interesting things about Eddie Money was he wanted to be a police officer like his dad, but that didn't work out. And also, his first manager was the famous Bill Graham, and his first album was produced by Bruce Spotnick, who produced the Beach Boys and the Doors.
Yeah, he was also a really good saxophone player.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Tremendous.
So, Ronnie,
and he played the arcata.
Yeah. And he played
Let's
the arcata.
Forget.
That's right.
That's his claim to fame.
Yeah, coming up next is a band that one of my favorite bands of all time, and but I'm not sure where they're from. Who you got up, Ronnie?
Well, you know, it is Actually, I get this question a lot. Who's your favorite band? And, you know, it's so hard to say. It depends what time of day, what day of the week, what month it is for me to determine what my favorite band is. But growing up, my band when I was 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, was the band Chicago. Chicago 9, the greatest album, came out at that time. And it just blew me away. It was just, you know, it was something very, very special to me. And what was really cool is that, you know, they're obviously from Chicago. And I used to work at a delicatessen called the Onion Roll in Oak Park when I started. I was 11 years old. And the manager of Chicago, his name is Pete Chiavarelli, but his father became like my godfather. So I got to know the guys really, really well. At Danny Serafin, who was the original drummer, is one of my closest friends. He lives in Las Vegas now. I talk to him probably every week. And Chicago is really something because obviously, you know, they've got 50 albums out, which is something really special. But the song that that I picked for this segment here actually is kind of a two-song thing. It kind of is, kind of isn't. But it features Terry Kath. Terry Kath, we know we lost to a gun accident. And he was such a prolific songwriter, such an amazing, amazing underrated guitar player, and someone we really miss. And if you love the band Chicago, if you know the band Chicago, you know this song. It's a song that talks about social justice, social injustice, war, students. I mean, you can see where their head was at when this song came out. Dialogue Parts 1 and 2 by Chicago.
Just study further, a few more years or so. I'll
love that song. It's from Chicago Five, came out in 1972, and Robert Lamb wrote it. You are listening to That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM, and on demand 24/7 from anywhere, and I mean anywhere in the world.
That's right. Ron, I believe the next act on your list is known as that little old band from Texas, and the trio holds the record for the longest continuously running music act without a personnel change. Who do we have?
Well, it's definitely another one of my favorite bands, and, you know, in particular, Billy Gibbons, one of the two guys with the long beards there in the band, is come to be a really, really good friend. And he's got his own solo band that he comes out, the Billy Gibbons Band, and it's basically a ZZ Top show. And but he does his own take on some things. And you talk about cool. You know, we talk about Dean Martin being the king of cool. Well, as far as classic rock, you know, Billy Gibbons, you talk about the ZZ Top being the little old band from Texas. We call him Little Old Man from Texas because he is just the coolest, smoothest guy. Can play guitar like nobody's business. Still has that voice. But the coolest thing about him, he loves to hang. And every time he comes by us, we literally have to just sometimes carry him out, but otherwise ask him to leave. And the last time, you know, he loves our speakeasy on the third floor. He loves the VIP room. Our Gene Harlow room is really, really nice, upscale. Loves hanging in there. And the only thing that got him out of the room was me at 3 in the morning was me saying, Billy, how about this? How about if I take you through a Steak and Shake drive-thru? He says, let's get out of here. Let's do that. And he was gone. So Billy Gibbons, one of our favorite guys. ZZ Top, one of our favorite bands. And Sharp Dressed Man, one of my favorite songs.
I don't know where I am going to.
Well, first of all, let's point out that Billy Gibbons has played the Arcata Theater, but if ZZ Top had played the Arcata in the 1970s, Ron, you'd need a bigger stage.
That's for sure.
Because in those days, they would have stages the size of the state of Texas, and they would have steers and wagon wheels and snakes and haze and massive stacks of marshals. And
it's like an Alice Cooper show.
Yeah, and they set all kinds of records in terms of wattage used and concert revenues, but that was then. This is now. Jimmy.
Our next band on Ron's list is no longer together, but I'm hoping Ron could bring the two remaining members do solo tours at the Arcata or the Displains or anywhere. What do you think about that, Ron?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we lost Neil Peart just recently, drummer of Rush. And, you know, Rush is one of those bands that really took, you know, we were talking about Chicago before, Beach Boys we'll talk about a little bit, and a few other, those types of acts is what really started getting me going. Then I started getting involved in Jethro Tull a little bit and Foghat. And then, you know, it was like just you kept going up. And then when you got to Rush, it was really that kind of a heavy metal. And it's amazing how heavy that metal was with just a trio. And Geddy Lee on bass really, I got to say, really for me defined the sound of rock and roll. It wasn't as much of the Led Zeppelin guitar by Jimmy Page. Of course it was. But when you heard that bass of Geddy Lee, that really, really got me into it. And then when I saw the drum kit of Neil Peart, he had like 27, whatever it was, drum kit. That to me, I thought all the rock drummers had drum kits like that instead of the standard five-piece. So again, Rush is one of those bands that defined rock and roll for me, truly the classic rock of the day. And I tell you what, we're going to miss Neil Peart, but I think you're going to see something coming from Rush maybe sooner than you think. Here's The Temples of Syrinx by Rush.
We will continue our conversation with Ron Onesti, so stay tuned for part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM.